Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Today we're going to be talking with our teacher, our sheikh, who's here to help us understand Islam, the way of all the prophets, that way of submission and surrender, not to your desires, not to a man, not to a woman, but the one who created man and woman, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We're going to be trying to distinguish Islam from back home cultures. It's kind of got intertwined. You got some things, some confusion. So we want to make sure that we have the blueprint, because we want to do things right. We want to do things according to how the Creator wants us to do things. We don't want to follow our desires and get even more confused. So to help unravel the confusion, when we come back, Sheikh Tawfiq Chaudhry here on the Deen Show. Be right back.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum, how are you?
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us.
That's great, no problem.
How have you been?
Very good, thank you.
I'm very excited that you're back with us here on the Deen Show.
MashaAllah.
I know you're very busy traveling, educating the people.
I try to be, thank you. Zakallah.
Dedicated your life to this beautiful way of life, Islam.
Wallahi, you know, I'm actually indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to my families, to my parents for actually being able to do it, you know.
And you were, last time as we spoke, you were also pursuing your doctorate degree, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In medicine, yes.
So I can call you Dr. Chaudhry now, huh?
I prefer you not to, just call me brother.
That's right. Okay,
perfect.
So my sheikh, our teacher, tell us now, we need to understand a little better, because people know that Islam is that way of life, the way of life of all the messengers, that way of submitting yourself entirely to the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
But now we have some things that are cultural practices, so there might be some confusion to some of the lay people, because now there's some things that might have developed over the years and have gotten mixed up with Islam. So we want to talk about a basic blueprint, so we don't get to mixing things up like a buffet. So what is culture and what is accepted with the normal cultures of society, and what is clear Islam, and what can mix and what can't mix. Let's talk about this for a second.
Right.
Please.
It's, I think, a really, really good question, because unfortunately what's happened these days is that people have obviously been born into Muslim families, and because of the total lack of Islamic education, and the fact that people don't even know the basics of their religion sometimes.
Yes.
People have forgotten the difference between what is culture and what is Islam. So we find, for example, in Muslim countries these days, people pray not because they really want to pray or because it's in their heart to pray, but really it's because it's culture. You know, mm-hmm. It's time to pray, the adhan's coming. You know, what do people generally do? They just go to the mosque and pray, so we might as well do that.
Yes.
Or people, for example, wear the hijab, not because they're actually doing it because they really want to protect themselves from others,
mm-hmm.
or to really be covered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But they're doing it simply because it's part of their culture, and hijab has just become a convenient way of dressing to cover up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in reality, we need to break that barrier. And to break that barrier, a lot of education needs to happen. A lot of da'wah needs to happen. The people who do know the truth need to go out and actually say that to people. And a lot of clarity needs to come into the whole picture of exactly what basic amount of knowledge needs to be there in the minds of people, so that you can break the difference. So that really depends upon the society that we're talking about. We know that in Islam, a certain amount of basic knowledge is obligatory upon every single person. So what is that basic amount of knowledge that is obligatory on every person? Well, we know that we need to know the basics of our belief. We need to know the basics of our actions, the things that we need to do. We need to know the basics of any action that the community or the people do that they're involved in. Like, for example, before they do business, they need to know about the rulings of business. Before they deal in marriage and divorce, they need to know the rulings of marriage and divorce.
Yes.
So ultimately, every believer is required to know a certain set basic amount of belief. Certain basic amount of knowledge in belief and a certain basic amount of knowledge in action. And when this is clear in people's minds, then the delineation between what is religion and what is culture will become far more clearer. Because the problem is happening in that the most basic things people are mixing up with their culture. So we know, for example, these days, female circumcision, let me give you that example.
Yeah.
Female circumcision, which is practiced in the African countries, in a way in which the whole clitoris and the whole female external genitals are actually removed. This is something which is totally against the principles of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Because the goal, they say, is to not let women have excessive desire, right? Mm-hmm. That's the understanding that is usually given.
Yeah.
Although in Islam, there is no basis for total removal of the genitalia at all.
Because it's something cultural.
That is cultural. That is a practice, an African practice, that has come into Islam.
Yeah.
Come into Muslims, mm-hmm. and their practice, right? In the same way, like, for example, you might say in India. The example is that in India, we know the Hindus, when they used to marry their daughters off, they had to give money to the husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Islam, it's the other way around. In Islam, the men have to give a dowry or a marriage gift to the women.
It's not the opposite way
around. Not the opposite, not the opposite. And I know, for example, even my own parents, they're Muslims, right?
Yes.
And when they got married, it was almost like my mom had to give a gift to my dad, mm-hmm. although my dad didn't accept it. But the point was, it was almost expected,
mm-hmm.
as a cultural practice. And we have many, many similar cultural practices in many things, whether it be times of death, times of marriage, times of divorce, times of, you know, prayer and worship, whether it be in our Hajj and Umrah. We have so many things which are actually cultural practices that really need to be rooted out. And the best way to do that is through education.